Hi, listeners. This is JP, the co-host of the Foxy Six Strong Voices podcast. Before we get started with today's episode, I wanted to jump in to let you know that this episode was actually recorded prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. We thought it would be good to move forward with the last couple episodes of this season of the podcast, like we had originally planned to do. We thought that it would be good to continue to share the good news and amazing stories that makes our community Foxy Six Strong. We hope that you enjoy this episode. Stay well.
Welcome to the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast, a podcast created by the Fox C6 School District in Arnold, Missouri. This show is intended to share the voices and stories of the students, teachers, and community that make us Fox C6 Strong.
Welcome to episode 6 of the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. I'm Fox Superintendent Dr. Nisha Patel, and I am thrilled to have you join us for another episode of this podcast. Today, we are so excited to share a story with you about how one Fox High School student's success in a marketing competition may lead to a new business being developed. Let's take a listen to this conversation between our communications coordinator, JP Presavento, and Amelia Chapman, a junior at Fox High School.
Well, here we are today at Fox High School. I am with Amelia Chapman. Amelia, say hi to everyone.
Hi.
So, Amelia, thanks for being on the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast today. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi. So I am a junior at Fox, obviously, and I am a three-sport athlete. I play soccer, basketball, and golf. I'm also a part of CAP, and I did a teen elevator pitch idea.
Wow. So that's a lot that you're involved with. I want to break that down just a little bit in case everyone listening isn't as familiar with these acronyms as I am. CAP is College Accelerated Program. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
In addition to getting your high school diploma next year, you will also have what?
I'll also have my Associates of Art degree at college.
And you participated in this teen elevator pitch competition.
This was through DECA. I'm a part of Marketing One at Fox, and we have an organization, and it's called DECA. So I'm a part of that.
And in DECA, you learn a lot about business and marketing and all that kind of stuff to help you get yourself ready for college and a potential career in business, right?
Yes.
As you said, you were part of a teen elevator pitch competition. You learned about this through DECA, right, Amelia?
Yes, I did.
So can you tell us a little bit about this teen elevator pitch? What was your idea? How'd you come up with
it? Yes. So for DECA, we actually was given this competition. They're like, oh, you guys should join it. So I just decided to join. My idea is called Easy Hang. So it's basically a hanger that has a hinge in the center of the two hanger wings, and you insert the hanger in the neck of the shirt. And so then you snap out the ends of the hanger and the shirt holds without necks of shirts being stretched out. And you actually pull at the end of the shirt to get the hanger off. So no necks of shirts will be stretched out or anything.
And okay, so that's such an amazing idea. How did you come up with that? Is that something that you had thought about before this competition, or is it something that just kind of came to your mind?
So I had a few weeks to think of an idea. So I was just like going through my house. I was like, man, there has to be something that we can fix in here. So I was like going through my closet, and I actually broke two hangers in one day. So I was like, okay, this is a problem. So then when I broke that hanger, I was like, okay, I need to come up with a solution. So I talked to like my parents and stuff, and they're like, yeah, that's a good idea. So then I thought of Easy Hang.
So you came up with this idea for the Easy Hang, and is it EASY or EZ?
EASY.
All right, perfect. So you came up with the idea for the Easy Hang, and then what did you have to do next to join this competition?
So we had to take a video of ourselves, 30 seconds of us videoing what the product is and like why you came up with it. Basically, so I took a video of me for 30 seconds just explaining my product, and it was out of 200 plus students, so they chose 12 out of us, so my idea was decently good out of other people's.
You actually posted your original pitch, so the
yes.
idea for your product. You actually posted that to Instagram.
Yes.
And how did that feel by you posted that on Instagram, and then I assume you had the ability to watch just about all the other 200, right?
Yes, I did.
How were you feeling after you submitted yours and watching some of the other pitches?
Well, there was a lot of really good ideas. So I was like, oh, like, I didn't really think I was going to like win or anything. I was like, oh, it's not going to happen. Like, there's so many kids, like my idea is not that good, but ended up like it was a decent idea compared to other people's. And I was like, maybe I do have a shot at this.
Awesome. So you had one of the top 12 ideas. So were you contacted like via email, on Instagram? How did you find out that you were a finalist in this competition?
It was through email. There's a girl who was involved and she emailed me saying I was a finalist and I just have to submit this form to go on if I wanted to.
What do you think made your application stand out compared to some of the other 200 applications?
I think what made mine stand out was how passionate I was about it. Like, since I got this idea just off of nowhere, I was really excited about it. So when I pitched my idea, I was just really excited and I knew like I could maybe start this business, something could happen. So I think it was my enthusiasm.
You actually had a prototype.
Yes, I did. You had a sample
of your product ready to go as part of your pitch.
I did. That actually helped me out a lot. I forgot to mention that.
Can you tell us about your prototype? So how did you actually make the Easy Hang?
So I actually made two prototypes. So the one I made in the 30-second pitch was I just used tape, but then me and my dad decided to use springs for the next one. So we had a spring on each corner of the hanger so it could easily bend up and down. And we actually tried it out on a shirt and we're using it at home right now to actually hang shirts. So we're trying to go to a store and get a hinge that actually works so we can actually get my business maybe going. I don't know, maybe deciding to, but so yeah, the prototype definitely helped a lot.
So you were one of the top 12 finalists. The next thing that happened was that you actually got to pitch your idea in front of business owners and professors and graduate students, right?
Yes, I did.
Can you tell us a little bit about that experience in the final round?
So whenever I got there, it was like 12 other students. It was like a mix of boys and girls, which was kind of cool. So we got there a little earlier, had a sign in, had some food for us. And we basically, this time I did another pitch idea with the SLU idea also, but it was a different competition. It was the Idea Dash, which is a little different, but I kind of knew what I was expecting, who was going to be there. But we actually got to meet some of the students. We talked before we actually pitched our idea. Then there was about 12 judges and they got there a little later. So we got to meet them as well. So it was kind of nerve wracking from then. But then there was three like sets of elevators and there was two judges in each elevator. So we rode up with two judges, pitching our idea for 30 seconds, got on a new elevator, rode down with two judges for another 30 seconds, went to a different bay, did that again two times. And then we went to our last bay and pitched our last idea to other judges.
All total, you pitched your idea six times.
Yes.
To 12 adults who you had never met before.
Never met them before.
How did you feel? What was that experience like?
The first time I rode up, I was really nervous. I was like, this is really nerve-wracking. And they knew that. But after like the first time, I started getting like a rhythm and I knew what I was going to talk about because I was really passionate. So I had an idea of what I was going to say. But the first time was really nerve-wracking.
Was there any one conversation with a judge that sticks out in your head as either memorable or it taught you something or just, wow, that was quite the conversation?
Yes, it was definitely a business owner. He was kind of intimidating. So when I was talking to him, I was like really nervous, but like at the end, so basically they gave you a business card if they liked your idea. And he was one of the judges that held all of his business cards to the end. But I made sure like I pitched my idea really well because he was considered one of the harder judges. And when I got my business card at the end, he gave me like a little conversation. He's like, yeah, you did a really good job. I really hope you go through with this business. And that just made me feel really good inside.
Oh, absolutely. I think that type of positive feedback, that affirmation is so incredibly important. I'm glad that, you know, you didn't just pitch and then walk away, that you actually had an opportunity to get some feedback.
Yes, I got lots of feedback at the end.
So you pitched to 12 judges and you hung out for a little bit. And then tell us about what happens next.
So they basically got us all in a circle and they were like, oh, we're going to like, we had to like, turn in our cards because you got a certain amount of cards, and I ended up with 13. So a few judges gave me double cards, and there was another girl, and I was talking to her. She was from Clayton, I believe. Wait, no, she was from Webster Groves, and so we both had 13 cards. So we're like, oh no, this is kind of nerve-wracking. So they were counting our cards, and it ended up us being a tie. So all the judges went into a different room and were talking about it. And then they kind of told us at the end why they chose her over me. But it was just super nerve-wracking because me and her had the same exact cards and everything. But it was cool whenever I still got second place, because second place out of 200 plus kids is really exciting.
What type of feedback, or did you get any feedback that led you to that second place instead of first place?
So yes, I did. So the only reason I basically got second place was they loved my idea and they loved her idea, but her business was already made. Hers was a donation business. So her money was going towards donation stuff when mine was going to start the business up. And since hers was already in existence, they didn't know if my business was going to be made. So they had to go with her since I was already made.
And that makes a little bit of sense.
Yes,
but
it did.
There has to be a lot of pride and sense of accomplishment that you did, though.
Yes, thank you.
As you reflect on this entire process, Amelia, was there anything that you learned or any advice that you want to share with other kids? Maybe they're DECA marketing kids. Maybe they're kids who are just, you know, looking to try something new or take a chance. Do you have any advice for them?
So definitely I would try these competitions, because my public speaking has never been as good as these competitions have made it. I have increased my public speaking incredibly. So I would just branch out, try new things, because I actually don't want to go for marketing when I get older, which is kind of crazy. I just like trying new things, meeting new people. The connections are definitely very, very handy whenever you get to have college applications and have to apply for colleges. So just branch out there, try new things. So now I'm kind of considering marketing after this, but it's just exciting. It's just fun and exciting to try new things.
Awesome. Yeah. That is really exciting. And I know that I applaud you so much for being willing to go out on a limb and take a chance at something that maybe you were going to do well, and maybe, you know, there's always a chance that you're not going to have success. And even the idea that, you know, if we go back to the beginning of this process, you had to come up with an idea and you had to put it out there on Instagram, right? On
Yes.
social media, where all your peers are.
Mm-hmm.
You posted it on your public Instagram.
Yes.
And you just had to tag the Chaffetz School of Business. And if it's okay with you, Amelia, I'd love to be able to grab that 30-second video and share it in the show notes, which, if you're listening to the podcast right now and you're not familiar with show notes, below where you're listening, there'll be a little description, and we'll include a link to Amelia's video in that description so you can see her original 30-second elevator pitch for the Teen Elevator Pitch Competition.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, Amelia, thank you so much for being here on the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast today and sharing your story about the Teen Elevator Pitch Competition.
Thank you for having me.
That is a business idea that I can get behind, knowing how I, too, struggle with this every time when I'm hanging my clothes, including this very morning. Not only did Amelia come up with an idea that solved a problem she was having, she even went as far as to develop a prototype of what this product would look like. As I listened to Amelia talk about her experience at the Teen Elevator Pitch Competition, it gave me chills because it shows what happens when students find their passion and problem solve. It is so imperative for schools and districts to provide opportunities for students to excel, as in Amelia's example. I always talk about how our students should leave our district with a purpose, and Amelia is doing just that. You can hear her say how excited she was about pitching her idea, and at the end of the day, she was passionate about it. I loved her advice to her peers about branching out and trying new things. I would encourage all of our students to do just that. Take a chance on something new, and always remember your focus will determine your reality. So, fellow listeners, that brings us to the end of this episode. As always, thank you for tuning in to the episode 6 of the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. I am so excited to have each and every one of you along on this journey with us to amplify the voices of our students, teachers, and community members that make us Fox C6 Strong. If you haven't done so already, you can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts so that you get notified on your phone when a new episode is posted. Thanks again for listening. Chat soon.
This has been the Fox C6 Strong Voices Podcast, a podcast created by the Fox C6 School District in Arnold, Missouri. We hope you've enjoyed hearing the voices and the stories that make us Fox C6 Strong. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.